But if you're hiring and you're new to hiring or you're just starting to grow your team, if you don't hire someone who's going to help you drive traffic as their main focus, I really do believe you're missing the mark. So this is something to think about. When you start driving more traffic to your business, your email list grows, your social following grows, and when you have more people on your email list and on social, you can then convert more people into paying customers. So the two, of course, go hand in hand. So when you're actually interviewing, ask yourself, is this person going to help me drive more traffic to my business? I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. Hey there, friend. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. I hope you are having a wonderful week. Listen, before we get started, I was curious, have you ever shared this podcast with a friend of yours? Either somebody who's still in a 9-to-5 job and you know they want to start their online business, or somebody who's starting a side hustle and they could use some tips and tricks around marketing and entrepreneurial mindset and all that good stuff. Well, if you've never shared it, would you be so kind to do so? Just grab the link for the podcast and text it to a friend or two. My goal is to help as many entrepreneurs as possible, and I'd be so very grateful. Okay, so let's get to today's episode. Listen, I hear a lot of talk about hiring in my community, and for good reason. Hiring can be scary. And exciting, but it can be scary. And it can feel like you're heading into the unknown. I've certainly had my fair share of hires over the last 13 years, and I've learned a thing or two about hiring. I've learned these things because I've messed up many, many times along the way. So in this episode, I'm going to share a couple of things that I feel I did wrong over the past years when hiring, along with the things I feel I did right. And my hope is that you can avoid doing the things I did the wrong way and lean into the things I did the right way. And I promise you, if you really pay attention to my lessons learned, it will make your hiring process more fun and exciting and can transform your business. My brand voice guide is my business's North Star when it comes to keeping all my business content and marketing content clear, consistent, and inviting. That's why I created the Brand Voice Guide Outline You Wish You Had Sooner, which is a free resource to help your business experience the same as mine. So all you have to do is plug in your business details into the given outline that I've created that has all the essential components of a brand voice guide. So you don't even have to pay to get it created like I did. You can plug in your information and you'll be well on your way to having a cohesive voice across all brand assets. And I've even shared my own brand voice guide with you so you can use it as a reference as you craft your own. It's like having a mentor right by your side. So go to amyporterfield.com/voice guide to grab your copy of the brand voice guide outline you wish you had sooner. And I can promise you, you're going to elevate your brand instantly. That's amyporterfield.com/voice guide. Okay, so let's dive in. And I got to be honest, the first thing I'm sharing is something I would love to have helped my younger self avoid. And that was waiting far too long for my first full-time hire. Now, as many of you know, Chloe, or Chocho as we call her, was my first full-time hire about 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago now. But to be honest, I struggled for a good year and a half before that, just trying to do everything on my own and completely running myself ragged. Like, can you relate? And this took time away from my family and time away from my self-care and just time away from really focusing on what I should have been focusing on, like, you know, our zone of genius. And I found myself not having the energy to be fully present with my family and my students and my audience in general, because trying to do too many things in your business and trying to wear too many hats is exhausting both physically, but also mentally. So if I were to give someone advice about hiring as an entrepreneur, the first thing I'd say was hire before you think you're ready. Whether that be a full-time employee or even a contractor that you lean on heavily, and maybe that contractor over time becomes a full-time employee. Hire before you think you absolutely need that hire, because I get it. We can easily talk ourselves out of actually hiring someone, right? You've probably already done it, thinking like it's too soon, or how can I even afford this person? Like, I remember I've talked about this a million times when I made my first full-time hire, or let's even back up, when I hired my virtual assistant, which was the first hire I did, but she wasn't a full-time employee. She was 5 hours a week. And I remember thinking I might not be able to afford her. And of course I could afford 5 hours a week. I was like 1 year into my business, I think, at that time. But it really started to come up when I hired Chloe. It was just such a big commitment and I was scared, but I had crunched the numbers. I had figured things out. I knew at the end of the day, I could afford her. And remember, the goal here is that the people you are hiring help you make more money. Not always, but in many cases. In fact, I was recently doing a training with my friend Stu McLaren, and he said something that really stuck out to me. He said, when you're preparing to hire, hire someone that is going to help you with traffic. So that looks like getting traffic to your weekly content, to your podcast, to your blog, to your vlog, your website, your courses, your newsletter, someone who is helping you drive traffic to your business. And I really do think he is absolutely right. He talked about hiring someone to drive traffic and hiring someone that will help you to convert, meaning once you get the traffic, help you to convert those people into paying customers. So traffic and conversions. Now, he was talking about the fact that someone helping you get traffic, this should be one of your first hires. It doesn't need to be their only job when you hire them. But if you're hiring and you're new to hiring, or you're just starting to grow your team, if you don't hire someone who's going to help you drive traffic as their main focus, I really do believe you're missing the mark. So this is something to think about. When you start driving more traffic to your business, your email list grows, your social following grows. And when you have more people on your email list and on social, you can then convert more people into paying customers. So the two, of course, go hand in hand. So when you're actually interviewing, ask yourself, is this person going to help me drive more traffic to my business? All the different areas I mentioned. And then, of course, there's that second part too, as I mentioned, conversions. So that means that this person on your team, if they help with conversions, that means they're setting up different funnels. They're finding ways to promote your products. They're increasing engagement. They're nurturing people on your email list so that they will be ready to buy. Those are just a few things that might be part of the task of someone who's helping you with conversions. Now, I realize that for many, your first hire is probably going to be your virtual assistant. So let's back up, because I guess essentially my first hire was a virtual assistant, but as I mentioned, they were 5 hours a week. So it feels different than my first full-time employee hire. But let's talk about your virtual assistant. I do believe this is a great place to start, because virtual assistants can be so incredibly important. They allow you to think for a minute, to have a little white space to figure out, okay, what's my next best move? So if you get a virtual assistant in helping you with customer support and social media and proofing all your blog posts or your emails and helping you with overall communication and putting some systems together on the back end, then you can sit down and say, okay, I need to hire somebody for traffic. What would that look like? How would I do that? And now you have some time to be really strategic. So yes, virtual assistant being your first hire, totally get it. And then from there, then you can look at making that next really substantial hire that will impact the business in a big way. So when you're ready to hire full-time beyond your virtual assistant, that's when you want to consider traffic and conversions. So I did that with Chloe, and this is actually something that I feel I did right. Her role was project manager, and it was to focus on funnels and lead gen and launching a digital course. In fact, the first course she helped me launch was Webinars That Convert when I still had that program, which is now part of Digital Course Academy. And I told her, if you hit all of our goals for Webinars That Convert, which was essentially, I think, in the first like 6 months of her job, maybe even the first 3 months, I can't remember, but it felt pretty quickly into her taking the position. And I told her, if you help us hit all of our goals, I will give you a pay increase. And I was specific about what that pay increase was going to look like. So she jokes with me now, like, I was determined to hit those goals. I wanted that pay increase and I wanted it fast. So if you are working with someone who is motivated by different goals like that, it could go a long way. So again, I know that's how she moved up the ladder so quickly and became my sidekick, because one, she was goals driven. She wanted it just as bad as I did. Like, she wanted to see that success. And also she was making us money. She was bringing us traffic. She was growing the business. She was making our business healthier and stronger. And so it was so easy for me to continue to promote her in her position. She ended up, before she left, as you all know, now she's a contractor with me and she's working on my book launch. And I have someone new in marketing because Chloe just wanted a change of life. And so before she left, though, her last role was my chief marketing officer. So she really became a huge part of my business over the 7 years. And because her performance was based on lead gen and traffic and conversions, it made it really easy for me to see, one, her value, but also we together were able to track what was working and not working in terms of what she was responsible for. So that's a huge plus there. Because when you hire someone for traffic or conversions, it's very clear what's working and what's not. You can look at your list growth and see it going up or going down or staying the same. You could look at your revenue goals to see, are we hitting these goals? And of course, it's not only one person's responsibility. However, if you have a small and lean team like I did, there's not that many people who are involved. So the responsibility is very clear. So something to think about. All right. So are you ready for another one? Something I think I didn't do very well. Well, a few years into my business, I had Chloe and a few other people on my team, and then we realized we were really growing quickly. 2019, 2020 were huge growth months for us, or growth years, I should say. And so we did a big hiring blitz. We hired 6 people at once over a couple of months, and it was chaotic. It was not a good idea. Worst part, we were moving into the DCA launch. So it was like maybe July and August when we did this blitz. And then this led to tons of confusion and questions and stress around Digital Course Academy when we got into the launch. 6 people I had just hired for really big roles, many of them in marketing, had never ran a DCA launch. So it's hard to train while you're in the thick of it. And that was a huge mistake. Chloe and I looked at each other and we're like, what were we thinking? It felt like half our team was brand new during our biggest launch of the year. Not a great idea. So in hindsight, here's what I do instead. I'd hire 1 person at a time, give them 90 full days to learn what they need to learn. So on my team, we do something called a 30-60-90 day review. So we give new employees a plan. So here's your first 30 days. Here's what I want you to do. It might be things like going through the entire Digital Course Academy program, reading the last 3 years of Digital Course Academy debriefs for our launches, learning our voice. We have a lot of SOPs and documents to help people understand how I talk to my audience and why I do what I do, like going through the values of the company and going through all of our goals and our rocks. Like, those are some things that might happen in the first 30 days. And then 60 days, we get a little bit more specific depending on the person's role. And then 90 days, they're really in it at that point, but they're still doing certain tasks that they need to make sure they get done at a specific period of time. So after the 90 days, they should have a really good understanding of who we are as a company, who we serve, how we make money, where our strengths are, where our weaknesses are. This is important. Well, imagine doing that with all six people, because it's not the exact same plan, the 30, 60, 90 plan. It does not look the exact same for every new employee coming in. There might be some overlap, but it's very specific about their role. And so also during the 30, 60, 90 days, and after the first 30 days, whoever their manager is does a review with them and actually rates them on how they're doing and gives them feedback. And the person that was hired can ask questions and give us feedback if something's not working. And then we do that after 60 days and we do it after 90 days. Like, I just finished it with my new VP of marketing. Since I am her manager, I just finished her 90 days with her. And what this allows us to do is make sure that the person's a good fit. I want them to feel great being on my team, thinking they made the right decision. And I want to feel really great that I hired the right person. So it's very, very known in my business that in the first 90 days, it could come to a place that I say, you are not right for the team. I will always communicate this and we try to correct it early on, but we might get to the end of the 90 days and the person's not a good fit. Very rare. But we do have that understanding. They can decide at any time we're not great for them. We can decide at any time they're not great for us. So it is something that is very clear to the people that we hire. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers, and I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. And also, if you just hire one person every 90 days, there's a lot of people you want to hire, you also give that person a lot of support in a big way versus everyone feeling like they get just a little piece of you because you're so spread thin trying to help all these new hires. So many, many lessons were learned in doing our blitz. The lesson is really, we will never ever do that again. Okay, so the best way to learn what works for you in terms of hiring is to get into action and just start the hiring process. And I know it can be scary, but taking to heart some of the things that I shared with you today can be instrumental when you begin this journey. So just to recap, don't wait too long to hire. In fact, if you feel like you are not ready and you're going to wait, remember that you will never feel fully ready to hire someone in your business. This is something we all go through as new entrepreneurs, being scared to hire and making that commitment. But there's no badge of honor in doing it all on your own, and you are leaving money on the table and you are affecting your mental health when you try to wear all the hats. Hire before you even think you are ready. So that's the do. Hire before you think you're ready. The don't is do not wait too long. Okay, another do. Do hire early on in your business. Hire someone who can be, of course, a virtual assistant, but also beyond that, look for somebody who can help with traffic and conversions. And if the person's just good at traffic, you could start there, because giving yourself time to grow your audience before you sell is not a bad thing. But keep in mind, traffic and conversions. This is not something that I was really instructed to do early on. And remember, I was 7 years into my business before I hired my first full-time employee. Before that, I had a lot of contractors, but I wasn't thinking in terms of hire someone that can help with traffic, hire someone that can help with conversions. I think I just got lucky with Chloe because she's a project manager, which lends itself to traffic and conversions, but I wasn't mindful of it. So do be mindful of that. And finally, do hire one person at a time. Get them rocking and rolling before hiring the next person. One of the biggest mistakes I've ever made. All right. So I hope you loved this shorty episode and found it valuable. Thanks for hanging out with me. And if you'd be so kind, as I mentioned earlier, please invite your entrepreneurial friends to come hang out too. I'll see you on Wednesday for some Wisdom Wednesdays and then Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness. So you've got me 3 days a week. All right, my friend, I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.